One for the Money, Disc 8.
I was about to get back into my car when Ramirez's Porsche sped by. This is curiouser and curiouser, I thought. Here we have a butcher, a shooter, and a boxer meeting at the Pacheco Inlet Marina. It seemed unlikely that they were just three guys going fishing. If it had been anyone other than Ramirez who had driven down the road, I might have ventured closer to take a peek. I told myself I was holding back because Ramirez might recognize the Nova. This was only part of the truth. Ramirez had succeeded in his goal. The mere sight of his car sent me into a cold sweat of terror that left serious doubts about my ability to function through another confrontation. A short time later, the Porsche hummed past me, en route to the highway. The windows were tinted, obscuring vision, but at best it could seat only two men, so that left at least one man at the marina. Hopefully, that one man was Lewis. I made another call to my answering machine. This message was more urgent. "Call me," I said. It was close to dark before the phone finally rang. "Where are you?" Morelli asked. "I'm at the shore, at a gas station on the outskirts of Atlantic City. I found the witness. His name is Lewis." "Is he with you?" "He's down the road." I briefed Morelli on the day's events and gave him directions to the marina. I bought a soda from an outside machine and went back to do more waiting. It was deep twilight when Morelli finally pulled up next to me in the van. There had been no traffic on the road since Ramirez, and I was sure the truck hadn't slipped by. It had occurred to me that Lewis might be on a boat, possibly spending the night. I couldn't see any other reason for the truck to still be in the marina lot.
"Is our man at the marina?" Morelli asked.
"So far as I know."
"Has Ramirez come back?"
I shook my head no.
"Think I'll take a look around. You wait here." No way was I doing any more waiting anywhere. I was fed up with waiting, and I didn't entirely trust Morelli. He had an annoying habit of making beguiling promises and then waltzing out of my life.